holding with Simon Kuf. The Pasha Seder of the Simon over here, Simon Tanach Ches, Simon Tanach Tes, and how the Mishnah and that Tanach Bo starts off, the idea of Yavarech, that's a special, the Kinanosho. The Mishnah says that Gedu is Benois and Tam, Han Mishar, Ketaval the Shurim. The Tanach Ches is the idea of the Sinus Tam, Tanach Tes, how to Mishar it, cannot be look at Kinu in the Vatal. That's the two things over here. The Mishnah goes on further and says, let's say you're not Makar, the Kinanosho, the Locha is going to be Osir. The Gemara is a kasha, let it be vatal baroyi. The Gemara says bar yashani. That means the first two simon tarches had a kes that didn't have nesinas tam, had to mishar the tam. Kuf and onwards, kuf kafalaf kubeis. The next three simonim are really the exception where we do not say bittul baroyi. We say afilu be'elaf loy bottle. That's really again the next three simonim are all one category over here of the klal where we say afilu be'elaf loy bottle. Now we know that we have halachas of achrab malhatis. That's right. We know we have the get of the sinus tam. The idea of shishim. Over here, where starts afil be'elflei bottle, and the primogodim over here in the akdomo, he's long over here the mishpah zov, and he gets involved with all different times in the shas. We see the idea of afil be'elflei bottle. Bikir, there are, as far as I can tell, there's 17 times. 17 toiv, or egois. Does he want it? And, no, Chayt is 18. We live life in sin. Fine. So it's Toiv. Three of them over here. Berich Tichul Eschabe, the Dov Shish Tomatirim. That's Sim Kuf, Kuf Aleph, and Kuf Beis. We learned two of them already. Avidu Latayimei, the case of Mim Bimina, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to have another six coming up in Isavetar, Dov Sherminian, a case of Choshev, Baal Chai, Dov Kfur, a case of Maimid and Mara. Those are another six. Then we'll get to another. Other places we're missing another six. Other sugyas like Chomets and Pesach, Yai Nesach, a case of Yisur Enoh, of Bitlat Beheter, Ukedoimo. This really comes down to get us. Really, we have to know. We're focusing on three things right now. Kuf Kvav Gabeis is sugya again of burial, Chadich Leschabed, and the case of Dov Yishle Matirim. First, the get the sugya of burial. Where is the makor for it? So again, very simple. The get our sugya. I mean, the Makor is the Pasuk in the Torah, we have a case in the Molim, bugs, or ants, Kodoyma, we can over 60 Serum, Malkus, and Chorus. The gate of Sugya Bittel, where it's coming from, is our Sugya. The Mishnah says, Gilanosho, should be bottle Beroy. Gemara says, Beroy Shani. This is the Makor, the Beroy is different. That means there's one thing in the Torah, and there's something extrapolating from that. That means in the Torah, all bugs, when you eat them by itself, with Anatiru voice, Sugya Malkus, and Sugya Chorus. Everyone knows about the sugya of Makis. Our sugya is a sugya of bugs negated to the idea of Teruvos. When you have a mixture over here, a mixture, that is also Asr. And that's what we're discussing our sugya that could be the Afilber Be'elaflai bottle. Sugya of a mixture. And this idea, whether it's Bimimina or Shloibimina, you will see in other sugyas, it might be make a chilik. But over here, no one makes a chilik whether it's Bimina or Shloibimina. And if you want, or Amor writes before Shu, when Simon Kuf Aleph is involved, he writes, is no chilik by burial. He says in the next Simon that way, there is no chilik. The luchs apply the same way, a feel of a bottle. Now the question is, let's say it's an Isidur Abonon. This burial is Isidur Abonon. Do we still say the Kala feel of a bottle? The way that people got to close the Shiloh, is the Cheshivus a burial of his Malkus, his Chorus? By the Abonon, there's no Malkus, no Chorus. Therefore, maybe by Isidur Abonon, you can be Makel. What do you say? No, the Yisrael Shabbai is called the Rabbanon Kein Da'aris Tikkun. Therefore, just like by the Raises, we're Machmer by Teruvos, who by the Rabbanon will be Machmer. From God discusses back and forth, different times, four different places. Biki seems to be Masupik. How on the page, the Gilim Mashah brings down to be Machmer. At Hashem, the Yad Yehuda off the page brings down to be Michael. Most ubiquitous form, they seem to be noted to be Machmer. Now the main challenge is, what is this Isser? Why do we have this Isser Teruvos? Is it Dinder Abonon or Dinder Raiso? So there is a taste of one, but seeing that Bob seems to say it's the Raiso, my real passion this way. However, it's very clear from the Rapaiskim quoting the Rishainim, the words of the Rambam is Dova Borer, that they didn't bury the Dinder Abonon by Teruvos. When it stands by itself, about it, that's been a Torah. When it's the Teruvos in the Rambam, Dova Borer, about it's Dinder Abonon, that's Ramban, they're all Raj, Rit, Ram, Void. Building upon this, once we have a Dinder Abonon coming with Taz over here, and it brings down, also the Lavosh and the Dr. Moisho. But what's the lacha when you have a case of a suffix in a derabbanon? That means we pass in the vada that the din of burial and there tell all cases of filu be'elaflei bottle is a din derabbanon. We're talking about that way among the paiskim. The main afkamina is what's the lacha by a case of a suffix. So the Kamal Mataz points out the two ways of having something that's a sofik. You can have a sofik in the burial, but it's a vade isidereiso, or you can have a keret. It's a case of the vade burial and the sofik isidereiso. Biradover. You have something, your ant. An ant is a vade dereiso. You're not sure if it's a burial, whether it's at a klal shubayi, or maybe because it's not shalom anymore. It's a sofik. So where is the sofik? The sofik's in the burial. So mitzad the burial shubayi is a sofik drabalum, sabdabalum kulam. Therefore, the Taz brings down Isvet Aruch. Agam, no, there's Vadis Deraisa in the Molo. But when it's an inner Taruvais, that means if you be not Taruvais, be a Deraisa. That's inner Taruvais, we're not sure if there's a burial over here. Mitzad the Taruvais, it's a dim bitul minataruvais, but Achrab Lahatris, or bitul Bashishim. Here you have a thousand over here. You want to know what the law in this case is? A Sovik in burial, Megate Taruvais, a burial is a Dindu Abbalon, Sabdabalon Kulo. Mashing Fakert. Let's say the case over here is a Vadai burial, but the Sovik is Isidereiso. We're not sure this thing is Isidereiso or not. Agam now, at the end of the day, it's only a Sovik Drabonim because it went from a standing by itself to a mixture, and the mixture rolls it over to be a case to Ruvais and a case to Drabonim. The words of the Achreinim, the Shach and Kli, Svek and Simon Kofiur, that come from the place from different Sugyas, called Gilgul Isidereiso. Something with the suffix is be'esim and deraisa, that rolls over to be a derabbanan, has the get of a deraisa. That means rulon numis klal in the simon kofiyot, that even though we pass the sabdabal nukulo, but when the class starts in deraisa, the getos only in derabbanans, the loch is will get give it a get of a suffix deraisa lochomro. Therefore, let's say what? Because the suffix starts in a deraisa. So it's true, but since the question to us is a question in the deraiso, the get is in the deraiso, the gam nafkina per se in this case is the rabbanon. So therefore, if you know the halacha is a vade burial, you're not sure if it's a burial, 100% a burial, but you're not sure if it's the issa deraiso, is the rabbanon. Again, now it's the case of the rabbanon, but the question, we have to know where the question is. If the question if it's a burial, it's a question of the rabbanons. If the question is this is the issa deraiso, that's a question of the deraiso. That's called Gil Isidereiso, Gam is the gate to Rabbanans. We'll have a loch of some deraiso lochomro. That's what the Taz means. You have two cases over here. Depends where the Sovik is. Sovik in the deraiso will have a gate of deraiso, Gam is only the gate to Rabbanan. The Sovik in the derabbanan, in the burial, then the mice will be Michael. Now, in this Indian of burial, we're saying it's the derabbanan. The question is it going to be bottle at all? Or if it'll be elf, even one elf, not be bottle. Pasha the Sugyo, the Mishnah says, Kulon Asurin, everything is also. In fact, the Gemara Libatul Berubon, the Gemara says Bar Yishani. Pashto, the Mishnah is everything is also. Kulon Asurin. Come along the Rishonim, they bring down the Bahag, and the Nissan going, Apili Yishalmi. They want to know, no, it means to be bottled in Elephant 960. 960 will be bottled. It's passed in that way by the Rash, though. It's passed in that way by the Rash. It's Meiri that way, or Chizchayim, Kafto Perach. They the mice of Paskin, the get there's a bitl over here of 960. The true burial, the Mishnah is cool in the surah, but meaning the dark false also. But let's say you get to the Shia 960, it'll be bottled. I sell a shiny cases, right? Not kuf, not the way, the words very clear. I feel every bottle. You have them that way, smag, damban, okay, akora, roi vishainim, roi minion, roi binion, rush, rid for the rakeach, the Torah, so by us, quotes and disagrees, the rat. They come along and they say not the way. The halacha is pashtus kulnus surim. I say everything can be also over here. That means we have two sides among rishonim. There are some rishonim again. The two main rishonim is the rash and the rash, but them makel with 960. Rav rishonim with minin and binin and paskin and feel elfly bottle. Halacha ma'isa the piskachuba by us brings down the sukkah aleph. A crazy. They send you to Mishkan and Yaakov wants to have a limud schus and klaisol negate the case when you have this nemolim inside your peiris. You have chita with these mulbim inside, these bugs inside, these worms inside. One of the reasons why they want malam and schos is why they want semich upon the shear of 960. That means we might have worms inside your chita, might be infested, but the wheat should be 960 times that amount. And therefore, they want to be semich, the shos yakim wants a paskin, like the rosh and the rashbo, by something that didn't drop over here. They want to be mekel. Maiso, the machaber, he says hochi naktina, not like the rosh and the rashbo, the beis yosef. The Akimosh goes this way, people got them, the Archashulchan, the Chabtas, Koin, Chokhmasodim, they pass in the Lochid Apilu be'elaflai bottle, And the Muslim say, yeah, even to mitzaf the sheet, they're not too happy with it. Not even to mitzaf the deer to make a svek svek out of it. And then one time the loch is not to be samech on this. That means that those one will call upon mitzaref olim schos. That's because Ketshuva is sending you to the Mishkan as Yaakov, that deer of 960. But ik the place can want to argue. Now, where the number 960 come from, the Rashba who defends this mahalach and writes numerous times in Shuvah paskins this way. So in Shuvah and Chelik Aleph and Enevarish Ein Alpha Isk, where do you get 960 from? Where is that? We know the Get of Roy, we are Pasuk Achra Amlahatis. We know Shishim, why? Kenais and Tam. What's 960? She says, Kama Nechloi Dati. I don't know. Maybe Shabbat, we have rights to it. Why? He's not sure why. So we have the Bachba, also an example, the Yamshu Shlomo and Chulin. He wants a title that we have a shear by the Tzir of Dag Tomei, one that Tzalik Tzesson obeys. He just says the shear to Revius and Sasayim. Mashaykin Ibn Yossi says the shear is 116. That means the lowest shear that we know of, that's not negated to Achravim, Commander Lessel, is 116. The highest shear we know is 60th. Explains the Chassam Sefer. Take 116th, the lowest shear, and the highest shear is 16, you times it one to another, and what do you get? 960, very good. Good math, you get 960 over here. Says the Chassam Sefer. So we have over here, since we take the lowest shear and the highest shear, and the times together get 960, that's the Makar for 960. Well, he says the Chassam Sefer a second way, that he wants to tell you know that the get of a mikvah is memsal. Memsal is in how many lukum is that?
960.
Very good, 960. Mamish, drop less. But it comes out to be 960 over here. So they bring down, the Bnei Schosse writes a couple of times, that he said of a mikvah, that when about Shuvah goes inside, it comes to Berich Hadoshio, it's Mamish and Uberi over here, and therefore it's cut to Shanel Adami. There's now your Indian, and that's why you have over here of 960. Fnei Hashem Tataru. He says even further, the Bnei Yischosher, that for Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur is 40 hours, is 40 days, is how many hours?
960.
Very good. Right, Mamish 960 over here. And the whole idea over here of Kapara, Berech Hadosho, Mamish, no mitzvahs, no averis. Gansi Yisoid over here. Megala Mukis writes about.
So Berech Hadosho means no longer Berech?
It's a new entity, it's a new thing over here. That's number 960.
No bug.
Yeah.
It's a new bug. What is it?
960 is getting bitter. And when Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's 40 days, how many hours? 960. And the word Yerech is also Yerech Gematria burial. And the word the sun is, they say three different ways, the word sun is Shemesh, and Chama and the Cheres is Gematria 960. And burial in and burial in Malay, Beis Reishud Hey, the Beis Yud Tov Reishud Shin Yud Vav Dalet Hey Yud. Together, the Oisius Gemachi 961, his burial of 960, the bottle of 961. So all these ideas, how exactly the number burial is a symbol and the symbolic idea of 960. Fine, this something you think about when you come singing on the Simchas Torah. There's only one pasuk in Tznach that is Gemachi 960. Why that's so? I'm sure you guys think about why that's so. It's Gematria 960. Let you think about that one. Fine. So, the Maaseh, we have this common Yom form of Doshim right about Har Sinai, 40 days, and Beriah, and Mikvah, and Lukim. But, Maaseh, we don't pass that way to get to our Sugya. To get to our Sugya, we say our feel about Elfloy Bottle.
The word Elfloy Bottle means just 1,000 or 10,000.
Even 10,000. Even a million. Now the question is there a share? That means they get involved with chametz and pesach. We say I feel about a bottle. Let's say you throw into the ocean a piece of bread. Did it actually all the water in the ocean? Is there a share that's command that doesn't count anymore?
You what? Is it drink the water? What's
yeah, I can drink the water.
Yeah. No,
go swimming. Yeah. The canary. Someone throws, you know, on pesach. Before pesach is a bottle. They come on pesach, throws in one mashu. Did it actually all the waters? Yeah, so at all. You see this time over here. So they have new as far as why not. They take out water before Pesach. And therefore, before Pesach is bitter, and come Pesach, they have only the tank of water. The Moinam does not seem to worry about it. And once for it, there has to be a mount that's command the lesson. They have all the far as why also to see Michael. Now, negate to the Klolim over here, like to divide up into two Chalokim. There are the Klolim negate to burial. What's Nichlis in the Klal of burial? And once it's nichlal in the klal, what keeps it to be in the case of burial? That means we have four cases in Shulchan Aruch. Three of them are defining when it is into the klal burial. And one is when does it not lose its shame burial. So I like to call up the klalim versus the tnayim. First, get about the klalim. What defines something being the klal of Bari over here? So first, we shouldn't point out. We have to analyze what the Gemara's cases are and build from the cases what the klal of Bari is. That means we know Gilanosho, that's the mission tzadikvav tmodavkuf, that is Bari. Case of if tamei the Gemara could base and base. That's the case of burial, Eif Menachai over there. In the case of the Molo Gemara Makis, all the cases are clearly that are burial. What's not burial? The case of the Velo, Kobez and Beis, either from the Forsh Gemara, or the fact that the Mishnah by us, Psalm Gemara and Beis, says, the Loch of Ginanosho is a burial of Filo Efle Bottle, and the Gemara, Ain Velo, why is that Filo Efle Bottle? The Gemara goes on further, why is the Dichu Oil Schabe? With Dov Shub Minyan. That means the Velo is not Nichu Geta of a burial. The case of Arlo, Klayim, Chelo, these cases might sound not nichol geder of a burial. Sharniskon, those are Mufosh Gemoras. Now, what defines burial? There seems to be one basic understanding of the Machlekes, as all building from seems to be that idea. To start from one point, where Gemara and Shvuos and Chavav or Beis that we shouldn't bring down. The Gemara there says you make a Shvuah and not to eat something that's a Mashu, Loch is, it's Chal and even Issa Deraisa. If that's Gemara wide, Derech Klal and Negerta Achilo. Is it Issa Gzayis? Why is there a shear of a mashu? I can tell me the mole is a mashu, ber yashani. The Gemara says, since you said it before, she spoke that clearly, ki ber yadami. That means you say a shu on something, and you ask if this thing per se, it's before, this shear is a mashu, ki ber yadami. What does that mean? So Tosfos and the Rosh, and the Bina and the Gemara, they seem to understand the sigil of burial is one concept. When you speak about the chayfis per se, you say something with furish, you speak out oif tomei, you speak out the namolo, eiv menechai, gid, on the chayfis per se, that gives the chshivis negate the sugya malchus, that's what you get chorus for it. Therefore, kemul chazan negate the rabbonot of teruvas afilu be'elefly bottle. The idea of what defines the burial is when you speak out on the object itself, on the shame dover. When you speak out on the shame dover, whether it's a big thing or small thing, afilu mashu, the mice are going to answer it. The simon shaboy im yachlik the loch it will be ain shmoylov im yachlik shmoylov. That means when you speak about things with klolius, not the thing itself, like tevel, like the case of Orlo, like nevelo, then im yachlik adain shmoylov, then that's not nichol get a burial. But the starting point, where do you get the idea im yachlik shmoylov ain shmoylov? It's a simon to define as where the Torah is speaking on. When the Torah says something of forish on the chayf, it's on the gid. That's a simon that Torah spoke on the chet tepirshtei. When the Torah spoke on the oif tomei, on the eiv nechai, on the molon and miyachlik the ain shmoylov. Masha enkin is saying tevel. That's not on the chet. It's on the issa shmoy. Goes to numerous things. When you speak on the case of Arlo, it goes to numerous things. Not on the chet, but on the issa shmoy. The miyachlik the ain shmoylov. That's not nechol to get a burial. That means they're understanding the idea of what finds a burial. Is it something before you speak out clearly on the shame dava on the chetzo? That's what defines the burial. That's Tosfos. I said, I'm showing the point of Rashi in the sugya. Shvuah says not the way Rashi says the idea of burial. Something that's choshev. Just like by Shvuah, you made a choshev. Here also, something over here that you spoke out, that's the chshivas over here. By Shvuah, you spoke out, this thing is chshivas. A burial, something that's choshev. That means the starting point seems to be machlekes, what defines the burial? Is where the building block of the lumdus behind it is. Rashi understands the Yisodish Cheshivas. Tosfos understands the Yisod over here is when it's booked out on the Pacific Chayfetz on the Shem Dover.
And that's
Zer Asad HaChayfetz? No, that's, the Cheshivas is that you spoke it off and therefore Ben Gadol Ben Katan. The Cheshivas is Mitzad HaShem Dover. Therefore, building upon that is where the Nafkumis are coming from.
But both Cheshivas.
But what is the Cheshivas? The chshivas is the chesed shabbat. You pick something specific. That's what you're saying. You said this gid, this namala. Therefore, I'm yachin ein shmoyalav. No, the chshivas tam. It's a burial.
Well, burial.
We'll get to the kolam. All this kolam would be enough kamino. Let's first the two sheets over here. Take first thing. The idea of we have gemara in go to the order of Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the first class be something as chias, bris neshama. First the makar for that, then the gemara makis David Zayin. We have machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanon. What exactly the shir is? Shimon says the halacha is even a mashu by case of chita, even a case of kemach. Shimon says no. The Rabbanon says no. The shir is a gezayis. So Shimon, this time chita al guil, you can agree to. I can agree to you. Here it's sad. It's gezayis. not by chita, by kemach. By a case of chita, lemaisa, why is it worse than the case of the malo? An ant, a burial? Burial is a shear of kolshu. Here also, by case of chita, should be a shear of kolshu. Says, I want to back, b'yas the shama chshuva. The chshivas over here has been said, the b'yas the shama, the chiyas has to do it, not something else. That means, pashas we have a gemara says, the first klal should be, that needs b'yas the shama. B'yas the shama. Kamu traces, and the Torah, they do not bring down this thing. Torah is not bringing down this klal. Torah is not bringing down this klal. The Rosh brings down those who want to argue with this klal. Why? We don't need this klal. When the Torah says, what is the issue discussing over here by chito? Tevel. What about the issue of tevel over here? By tevel, where is it? Where is the iser? Is it on a specific thing, on a shame dover? The klal is on tevel. So we don't need the klal, b'yas the shama. The klal is not needed. Not needed the klal. It's not on a specific thing in Shmuelov. This klal is not needed. I think Moshe says b'yas the shama. So Tosfos, that's going to you, Reb Shimon. I'm asking l'shitascha, but we don't need this klal. L'shitascha. That means Tosfos and the Rosh, that's brought down with the Torah, l'shitascha, does not need this klal, b'yas the shama. Because they used to the shame dover. This chefta, the issue was not on the chavis per se. This issue was beklalius on tevel. Therefore, that's the kalim yakim shmoilov. B'yis Hashem is going to b'shimin. We don't need that. Atzal Hashemi. We go with the idea of chashivis. It's very good gemara. Therefore, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Rit for the Ram, they come on time. What defines chashivis? Chashivis is b'yis Hashem. Where was the beginning of creating the world? The chias, that's life. That's the chashivis over here. That means each one of the shitasim. Tosfos says we do not need it because it's already in Yachin and Shmoy love. And the Issa cannot be mitzvah burial because over here the Issa on the Tevel with Claudius. Masha Enkain, though, Rishon Mufal Malach seem to be of Rashi. Shivas, B'yis the Shema is the Chiyas defines. They get the Shivas over here. That's the first Klal in Shulchan Aruch. Same thing to the second Klal. The second Klal is the idea of Chilas B'yosai. Where they're coming from, the Elim Sulik Mor and Chul and Davkuf, Beis and Beis. The Gemara says you have an Oif Tor. When it's alive, the shear is a kolshu. When it dies, the shear is kazayas. Obvious question, if it's alive, it's a burial. So when it dies, what is shear kazayas for? Still a whole bird. Why is it kazayas? The same whole bird. Alive, it's a kolshu. When it's dead, the shear, what's a locha? Kazayas. Why is that so? So come along, Rashi. It says a new yisayd over here. It's a new concept over here. Why? Because not metchilas b'yosai. The Ram says, why is that chilas b'yosai? New yisayd chilas b'yosai. Tosfos the Maisa, he comes along and says, he does not need this side over here, the Shitasai. He tells over here that the Maisa was the Imyachik Ein Shmoilov. There's no, the Issan available is Beklodis, not the specific thing over here, and therefore does not need the second cloud. That means again, the Shitasai, the Rishonim who do not go like Tosfos the Rosh, they need a new concept to answer the Sukkim the Vela. Why the side over here is not Chilis B'yosai. Masha Enkein, those of Malach and Rashi speak out very clearly, need a new idea, Chilis B'yosai, a second cloud over here. Just understand this klal. What does it mean tchilas b'yosai? There seems to be a fundamental nafkmina of understanding what does it mean tchilas b'yosai. Does it mean it came to the world the first moment mamish and was iser? Or does it mean the yisayid is tchilas b'yosai was built into the thing itself and not somebody else is causing it? The only way we read the round is very interesting. You start with one lashon and end up with a different lashon. You start with the iser is tchilas b'yosai. He ends up why? Because if it's not chilis b'yosai, dova acha garam lo. Something else is causing it.
Meaning what? The fact that it died?
Yeah. The question is, what is the main point over here?
So now be
enough
with the bugs.
Right, that's getting to it. That's the main question over here. What is the idea over here? Is the concept chilis b'yosai mamish? That's the study of the Issa over here? And that's the klal get the burial? Or the study is how do you look at what's causing it? Is it dova acha or the thing itself? So they point out, from the Shach, the Chol Pachas, and it's having, it starts off by the Beitzel, it has a Freich inside, the Beitzel, Sheish Loidam, wants to say the Tzvah, not a burial. But the Beitzel has a Freich inside, he wants to say, not be a burial, give him the Endis Machmer. Why should not be a burial? Because the Beitzel came to the world, the Beitzel is fine. A week or two later, it has a Freich inside, you have a Baya inside with it. So very good, it's not Chilis B'yosai. The Meisel, it's not Chilis B'yosai Mamish, give nothing else caused it, it naturally develops that way. But the said, need chilis b'yosai mamish. The first moment the egg came to the world, the Maisa's kosher. They were the Shach wants a tiny l'chura. It's not nechul to get their prayer. What's the problem over here? The place he discusses the case over here with these milbim, these worms inside the chito. He doesn't understand. The klal negate the peris, negate the chitim. To answer these worms has to be sheretz al-oretz. If it was born and never left the pre, the loch is the maisets motor. Maisets motor. If it left the pre and then came back into the chito, or went on to the kli itself, also bigger the place more time and went back to the chito, then if a vayav shared choice al oritz. So it's a crazy placey. So the first moment came to the world was kosher. So why is Nechalisa get burial? It's three bottle and shishim. Come to the Prima Godom discussing water with bugs inside. Basically, copper pots in New York. Copa pots in New York. They bring another Prima Godom tinus. Let's see, it was born in the water. It's not sure it's Lawrence. I might go to clean on the ground and come back. It wasn't Chalis Piyosai. It's a bottle and shishim. The amount of water you have against the bugs. Bottle and shishim. Not Chalis Piyosai. Therefore, they want tinus. The Chor upon this, they understand the story that Chalis Piyosai mamish. What malach?
Is it according to the
race,
it's better to eat the bugs?
No. Avad Aser, when it comes in out. But the Azbitl B'shishim, we don't have the Chumra burial here.
If it didn't come out, could you eat the bug?
If it didn't come out, yes. If it didn't come out, yes. The loch is...
If it didn't come out,
100%. No, no, if you have a pre of the worm that never came out, you're allowed to eat it 100%. Yes. You have a fish with worms inside, an anastic worm that, let's say, was born there, let's say, and never came out. The loch is, you're allowed to eat it 100%. When I tell you, there's no problem. They get involved on Shabbos until Shishoma, interesting Shaila. Like Puravu, they get Kinim, they're allowed to eat them on Shabbos also, interesting Shaila. The Shaila allowed to eat Kinim also. No, maybe like Kinim. That part of it. Shaila, no, it's okay, but not the Gedos. Fine. So, if it's not come out, you're allowed to eat 100%. The question now is that since over here it's not Chalis Piyosai, so even if it went out, and now since they're Aisa, now you can't eat it, but that's part of the Shishim. And our thing is, our best should be multiple shishim. At Sarasheni, the Peskachu, when he brings down this crazy, he brings down the Torah, Evan disagrees. Don't exactly say why the Torah Evan disagrees. He says, look up at the Rajbo. The Rajbo says, and the Yisrael is not Chalis B'yosai. The Yisrael over here is Dova Achim to be Gorim. If it's Machmet's Asma, the thing itself has been built in, inborn, ingrained to the thing itself, that's Nichol and Chalis B'yosai, has the Isser inside of it. They even want to sign that the bugs, it's not something else is causing it. It goes out, it comes back inside. The essence, the thing itself is awesome, it's not itself.
It has to come out. The same way the thing has to die.
Fine, but that's
not like
a,
the egg,
it's
the
a thing.
Will
the
be
egg, no, it's true, we need something that has to go
out.
Now. But the issue is, it's not itself, not something else happened over here.
It's the same thing. Every alive bird, when it dies, is
no, that you need a misa to happen over here. Here in this situation, this will work, and now turns an asset till that time. This is another reason, that's one reason to say over.
It's not considered something, the fact that it has to leave. Meaning by the egg, it's much better. It will for sure be that long. This is the Matisse.
I can hear, but it's still listening another way. They do. They have two ways. That's one way we want to answer the case of the bugs. Or, same thing the Chavdas wants to answer the case of the egg. Same thing, sorry. You want to tie in the gate, the egg says, it's built in that way. Now, just to answer the case of the eggs and the bugs the other way, a second malach. That the Prima Godom himself disagrees, he wants to tie the get to bugs. He wants to say the idea is that before it comes out, it's not the Torah says sheretz aseretz al oretz. When the sheretz goes in the oretz, then it's a sheretz. When it's in the food, it's called uchel de ifres. It's called dirt. It's not a sheretz yet. So the first moment it came a sheretz is al oretz. It switches things. The case negates the egg. They want to tie the same aside. When it's an egg, it was mutter. The first moment it came in a froyach, it came also. That means it's not the question. Why look at the first moment in the egg? Look at the first moment as a fryer. I mean, there are two ways to argue this point against the case of the bugs, against the case of the egg. Why the shach and the end days being machmer? One way you can argue the point of what's the get of tchilas priyosa. You mean dava achim garam boy, and that's nichel in the side shabai. If it's not dava achim garam boy, it's nichel get of tchilas priyosa. Or you get tanya you need tchilas priyosa, but it is tchilas priyosa. First moment is sheretz is when it's on the oretz. Otherwise, within the food, it's not a sheretz. That's why you're allowed to eat it. It's ochlud ifris. The first moment that the egg came there froyach is when it came there froyach. When it's an egg, that's not an egg, that's something else. Two different ways of arguing the point that I'm going to point out.
It's only machmer by a froyach, though. It's not machmer by a
right. A tam is a kistana burial, that's something else.
Why?
So it's not Chalis Piyosai. That's not switched yet. Didn't switch yet. Now, they do point out that right now we're saying over here that we have Biker two column sofa according to Rashi, we have Tchilas Piyosai, and we have the side over here of Neshama Chios. Now again, the way of understand Tchilas Piyosai, the two ways to understand it is Tchilas Piyosai Mamish or Dava Achim Garam Boy. Come on, Prim God, if you want to understand it, means Tchilas Piyosai Mamish. We come on and say there's Nochetai that's Chosim Shulchan Aruch, And he also agrees that Achav Gorem by, if it's something else causing it, still will be mutter. I mean, he says that two separate problems over here. It's not Nichol Techlis B'Yosai. His examples, let's say something's a tray from Ibetan. So Techlis B'Yosai Mamish. But what caused it? Something else caused it. You want to say this is not a klal. Very interesting. He writes in the Shara Tshuva. It's a oy klal. It's chosim shulchan aruch. And also, we have to have a case of dava achram gorim lo. It's also nichol. If something else is causing it, it won't be nichol together of a burial. Fine. So again, we have either the idea of chios, one thing. We have a second thing of tchilas biyosai, and the two, and the third thing of dava achram gorim by. Question is that nichol inside that the chavadas, or is it a third klal? That's a prim godim over here.
Remember the
thing the Shach said it was Kolchiki. Now that's some Rashi. Come on, Toysis, and really the third cloud in Shulchan Aruch. So im yachlik ein shmaylov. Now, where's the cloud for that? So again, the Lomdus of Toysis is very simple. He's saying over here the cloud over here when the Gemara says by in the velo. The reason why in the velo is here kazayis masha inkein when the Eiv Torah is a Kolchu. Why? Because the miyach in shmoylo. That's one of the klalim over here. Now, that's the only klal that Rosh the Torah bring down over here. Come along the Ramban, the Kasha everyone over here is asking that what defines miyach in shmoylo? What defines that this we cut in half and we call a gid in half a part of a gid and the namala in half called part of a namala and masha enkin in a and half we call a nevela. What defines it? The words are loin this by the time we should do a bedikta l'shoynis. What defines Lashonis over here? Bamaj Kashi Olam over here is asking, what defines one over another? He says, Basar is a big piece of Basar, a small piece of Basar. Evarim, part of Evarim. He says, asking Kashi over here. Now, best of them, if you read again the Rishon, they seem to answer back. But it really depends what you're looking upon, the Echetzer Shabbai or the Kloli Shabbai. But the Bamaj Meister does not like it. The Ran, unfortunately, point out, seem to argue this Klal over here, does not seem to agree with this Klal. That means this Klal over here, Miyat Shemoy Olam, again, it's the it, only Mahalchan Torah, the Tosh and the Rosh, and the others are disagreeing, the Ban and the Ram. Now, with the Izzy Rash, but the Kamlung, and somehow he brings down the Klal of Chilis B'Yosai, he brings down the Klal of Chiyas, and he also brings down the Klal of Miyach and Shmoy Lov. Pashas, there are two separate Mahalchim over here. There should not be Tolly Zebes, the Chlor, the Tolly Zebes, that they cannot agree, they're not the same idea. That means the idea has the answer Gemara and Gemara could base and base. The Gemara is a case of the Vela is Kazayas. Rashi answers the klal Tchilas B'Yosai. Tosfos answers the klal Shemiyach in Shmoylov. That means each one disagrees with each other. Came on the Rashba, they point out the Rashba still says Tchilas B'Yosai and still says the Miyach in Shmoylov. How can you hold the both? So come on the Chavadas B'Yos and Kiva Eger on certain pages of Shulchan Aruch. He points out that it says Miyach Shmoylov, he means different what Tosfos and Rashi means. The two ideas of Miyach in Shmoylov. The way I'll taste the Rosh until now, we still meant the Shema and the Issa Shavoy. We mean we had over here a case of Tevel on the Issa Shavoy. Miyach is still the case over there. It's still in the case of Tevel. Masha Ein Kain, a case of Namala, Miyach Ein Shmoy Lov. That means we're discussing the Shema Issa, the Chefs of Shavoy. The way the Rosh was discussing it, when it says Miyach Ein Shmoy Lov, he's discussing the Neitzer. He's discussing not the Issa per se, he's discussing the object negate the food of the thing itself. That means, for example, when you have a case of chito, that's tevel. Tevel is the iser, chito is the object. Came along the taste and the rosh, they're looking at the tevel shabai. Rajba is looking at the case of the chito shabai, chito. That means he understands, the Rajba says, if you cut chito, it's called part of the chito. Therefore, he agrees when Shimon says to the Rabbanan answers back, you need the idea of Tchilas B'Yosai. The Rabbi says you need Tchilas B'Yosai. Because Chita does have the Klal in Miyach in Shmoylov. It does have the Klal. That means, by the case of Chita that's Tevel, the Machloikis says, I had the Klal in Miyach in Shmoylov or not. It's a chesor in that Klal. Tosfos and Rosh says it's missing that Klal. Why? Because Tevel, Miyachlik, still called Tevel. Mashek and the Rajbah says, Miyachlik is called Chita, and that's called part of Chita. So it has the Klal of Beryo. So why is Chita son of Beryo? Tchilas B'Yosai. That means they're saying the same words, they're focusing on two different points over here.
One's looking at Chita, one's looking at Tevel?
Yes, one's looking at the words of the Raj, the words of the Kiveki and the Chavadas, one's looking at the Noitzer, one's looking at the Isser. That means one's looking at the Tevel, one's looking at the Chita. Right, exactly. I'm just saying the case, they're coming the same Sugya. The Gemara, they're coming the Sugya Makis, they're both saying the same words, They're saying the case in the Sugya Makkah is one's calling a Nichlan Kalabari and one's calling a Nichlan Kalabari. Except, again, the Rajba says, that Chita and Tevel is Nichlan Beri, except not Chulish Biyasa, and we agree to that Klal. And Tosfos the Rosh say, in Chita is not Nichlan Genet Beri. Why? You're looking at the Tevel Shabai, and Miachl Ein Shmoylov. In the case they do agree, the case of Chelev. Chelev happens to be the name of the Isser and the name of the object. So there, Miachlik is still the Shmoyalov. So both of them agree with the Klal and Miachlik Shmoyalov. Therefore, Chelev would not be Nichlan Geder Burial. In other words, we have the Kimta that both of them are agreeing to, and that's why we need it for. The other the question, Chelev, why is the Chelev not Nichlan Geder Burial? So you know why? Because the Miachlik is still Shmoyalov. Chelev. So that means they come along, we have the Klal and Miachlik Shmoyalov. There are two ways to understand it, and the question, do you agree with it? Now, those, first of all, who say, that's Tosfos the Rosh. With his Malach mitzad the sugya of the Shem Yisr, we have the Rajbam mitzad the sugya of Noitzer, and those who disagree, that's the Ramban and the Ran. Building with that, now let's go to the Mechaber. The Mechaber they point out is the Chor Zepelo. The Mechaber took on all Shitas. The first two is Rashi. The idea of Chalis Biyosoi, the idea of Chias is Rashi. The Ramban, the Ran, Ritful, he came along and says, the idea of Miach and Shmoylov, that Taisus, Afuga the case of Chelev. Don't say lafuk in the case of Chita, say lafuk in the case of Chelev. So how in the world did they come along and take on two sides of the spectrum? Rashi does not have them covered for Taisus and Yachin Shmoylov. And Taisus, they're Rashi, Chalas Piyosa and Chias. How do you take on three klolim, first three klolim over here, who are the opposite sides over here? Says the Chavadasim Kivege, very good, now you know why? It's a Rajba. It's not Taisus and the Rosh, it's a Rajba. The Rajba is the idea of Yachin Shmoylov, not mitzad the Issus Shvoy, mitzad the Noitzes, going left, okay, Kate of Chelev over here. A Vadnafti side of Tosfos and the Rosh. It means the Rajbo. It means the Rajbo. Now, those want to point out, he means to pass in a different malach. The Baya is, until I sent over the Rajbo, everyone knows that the Mechaber is really cliff notes, the kotzer of what he writes in the Beis of the Aruch. Look up the Aruch over there, he does not bring down the Rajbo. He goes to Tosfos and the Rosh, the Ran, the Aban, all the Rishits over there. He doesn't bring down this concept. Doesn't have this malach over here. As far as you know, there's either Taisus and the Rosh, which the Torah went that way. There's only one klal miachdin and Shmoylov, and you have the other Rishonim that says the idea of chilus biyosai, the idea of chilus over here. So the chur you have a baya over here. That again, if that's where the mechab is getting it from, the chur cannot be going like the Rashba. Lulik for the chavdasim kiveger. Someone tied to the thing. I don't say yeah, but he knew the Rashba. So afterwards he went that way. So the ma'aseh atzad sheni look at the bergoylo and the shach oruch and the goyin really points out this problem. He says the pshat of Shulchan Aruch is he went l'kul of all tanoim. He took on all the tanoim. Echlami. He took on Tais and the Rosh. Oh, so the two ways you can say it over. One way you can say it over. It's a shalom d'rabbanan. So the one l'kul took on all the klolim, which is a chiddush not that simple. The way I saw a pirush in the going the Ner Chaim. He wants a taino. These pirush Ner Chaim.
Why is that so simple?
Because in the klolim of to take on fakir usually we machber it's my chazah high mahai. Not sure which klal, if they're arguing each other, the chur will be serious sometimes. But we're right to take on all klal mekulo. In a klal mekulo, the chur should be not that way, it should be fakert. We should take on, we machbun all of them. So I suppose we machbun, because we make on times that's only one, so the other. We can't be make on both of them. We have a case to when you nail on Shabbos, right? The one way is, l'may l'mat, machlik rash tayshu, machbun both. We might chaz, hai mahai, because we can't be make on both. We can't knock with this halacha. Tosfos daf yud alef and alef and baba kama. Give me mekhlam both. Yeah. Or, but another way he wants to tie now that Ner Chaim wants to tie now that there is no, there could be they agree all klal are true. They don't have any rights against each other. They just say you don't have your klal is not needed. But since they're lav dafka they're arguing with each other per se that you're wrong and I'm studying the Gemara is against you. Could be they're agreeing to each other, just my sugya can learn my way and your sugya can learn your way. But laughed after they're disagreeing on the klolim. So I think a little bit better way of saying it over.
What was that?
Sefer Ner Chaim came out 10 years ago. He said, Pshan the Goyim. The Goyim just means to say that laughed after they're arguing with each other. The curious are they can answer the sugyas different ways. If you want to read the Goyin, we took on this halacha, and I'm din sulfi, we din vaday. That's how can you make him din vaday over here? We took on these other klolim over here. These are facts. No one bringing down to make truth out of it. Why? Because it could be, there's no one saying you're wrong. No one says the other side is not correct. That's it. It could be they agree with this idea. Like, Fine, so these are the first three klam of Shulchan Aruch. There are two more klam, they discuss off the page. They discuss the Maisa, how do you answer the sugya of Chelev? That means there are, the idea of Chelev, the way how Chuyah is Chelev B'yosai, is a case that has Neshama, has Chias to it. So according to Taish is very good, Miyachik and Shmoyla. According to Rashi is very good. But according to Rashi and Ban, how do you answer the case of Chelev? They never really address the answer, they don't answer the case of Chelev. So come along the Ban and the Rashbash. And the Ran, they seem to have two other ways of answering it, and some is from Migdal Lachal Maisel. Either they have similar ideas, but two different chsois to say that why chilek is different. Either they have the lashon that chilek is something that's not by itself. Maisel is not a concept that it stands by itself. It's a the word that tovah cholik la'asmoi. It's different types. There's a chilek that's for the kloyer, it's a chilek for the machasa, and a chilek for this, chilek for that. Different chileks over here. Therefore, it's not actually the barrier. Barrier has to be something by itself. Well, another way of saying it over is that they're over here they look different ways. The way the Ramban says they look at different colors to it, different yonim, they do different chaluk of the body over here. Therefore, they're not again a one unit by itself. And therefore, there are those levosh bichodesh or chashulchan. They bring down this other case against sugya of chilev because they don't have to answer what the Ramban and the Ran who disagree with Taisus and don't seem to go mouth the Rashba. How do you answer the case of chilev?
There's like bugs and there's different types of bugs.
No, each one.
Each one. Yeah.
Just show it to the earth. All the chetas should be.
And chelav.
Chelav is beklolius. Those are words. The mafuzar, mafuradim, the beklolius. I'm not sure how to say all the words exactly, but they say again either it's not cholik laatzmoi, but they're spread out. That they're all. It could be said the same chetza. They're all. It's not one base. Even in one person, in one unit, one chias, you have five different chelavim inside of you. Each yes. Bug is a very different aspect. Now there is one other cloud, one last cloud that's brought down in Pesach Shuva by us, which is before Shemon Simukov Gimel Sif Aleph. The Mavli says that to be a burial has to be something that's not Pugumim Ma'atzman. Something that's Pugum Ma'atzman, but not Nechel Nesugya Burial. Now this is an interesting question, why is it not brought down by us in Nesugya Burial? Brought down some kufala, kuf gimel, not sure why. Maisa, the amok, if it's pegum ma'atzmon, it's not lich v'sugya burial. What does that mean? Very good. So the simple understanding is that any bug that is nisrach, smells bad, tastes bad, doesn't have good taste, is pogum.
Pogum.
It's pogum, should be not lich v'sugya burial. That means again, coming upon the Iris Tveris Lamoshan, they explain that's Pshan Dharma over here, the Chashulchan. The Chashulchan Marach says, you want to be a limit schos, why mice it's muttered, our wheat has bugs inside. They point out another reason why it's mutter, we have three reasons why to make it. Our wheat, limit schos. What?
Those bugs aren't spoiled.
They're either the Malam, bugs are, and Talon Lapaiskim Sayar. Lapaiskim say, in definition, if you have a Tlas, a worm, some say, well, bugs, the malum, ants, that come out, everyone says, the shach b'os brings down the moshito. If you have ants inside your food over here, let's say you cook things inside, not shishim, it's still mutter, because better than a pogum. You take an ant out that's boiling half of your soup with a metal spoon, it's pogum, you spoil mice as kosher.
Like
an ant no one likes.
Some people like
ants
itself or the bleas?
The bleas of the ant. The bleas of the ant. So since the police are that way, so therefore the ant itself begum ma'atzmon, they themselves are, and therefore should not have the sugya burial. Therefore the Aruch HaShulchan wants to malam mitzchus, it seems to be that in Europe, and for generations there was a big problem with the wheat that was infested. So over here, coming to the Achrenim, I want to point out, we have three reasons why to be Michael, better than the seven reasons. But three reasons why you have to don't buy for broccoli, cauliflower, bodek, they point out, number one, we bought on 960. That's where Yibishka is Yaakov, that's the limitzchus. The second reason of begum ma'atzmon, and third reason now tchilus b'yosai. It was born first inside the flower, then it went out. It's not tchilus b'yosai, and therefore all these cases should be bottled in shishim one rive.
It's always true that only born inside the flower.
If the eggs
are certain bugs like that, not every bug.
No, the bugs are with eggs inside. That's in the flower. Yeah, the flower ones are the ones that get to flower. The flower.
Other vegetables might be different.
Yeah, other vegetables might be different. Depends on the seeds. You have to find out. But there are three limits. There are four others. Why to defend? Why it's motor? They tell him before Shema. We have Ramah. We started the Rashba that says 960. We started the Tchilus Piyosi, the crazy place in Mishkan Yaakov. We have Ramah, good Ma'atzman. So we'll have to get to Simon Kuf Gimel that there'll be 2 points. Now those who will argue Pshat Ramah, that's not what the Ramah means. The two other ways to read Ramah Either Ramah means not the thing itself when it's the beginning. Betzem, true, the bug might be pgumim, but it has to be that it was nisrach afterwards. A bug, an ant, it's true, it's pogum, but it's not nisrach, spoiled until it gets burnt afterwards. Or another way of saying it, other chamas say it means when it's pgum af, meaning something else close to be a case of nisrach. That's a numis achonim, one of the chan Ramah. Even those who did not lose that chan Ramah, the problem is to verse the moish, they argue with Ramah. Say pgum af, the moish is mutter. Right, the case of Namala, that's the case of burial over here. They will see the Kuf Gimel to be semich on these tzirufim, the amateur, our flour, our broccoli and cauliflower, the maisa, that's not the minute, the maisa make sure that we...
Worms
might be a little bit worse, yes. I said the worms might be a little worse, but they're also causing... Worms are... Namala, we paskim pogam asmon, worms is machlekes. Again, numerous paiskim, very paiskim, still say pukum atzmon. Where might have taste to it?
They have a bad taste. You have a perception.
In the bad, they're gross.
Fine, so those are the clone mice making into a burial. The clone in the get to once is a burial, how to keep it to be a burial, I'll call it a tsnoyim now, is what the Machab brings down the first the case of Shalom. It has to be something that's complete. The Maimok that is Gemara Makas after Zayin. You have the case of Namalam, not Namalam that crushed, that are broken off, then lost the shame barrier and they get to eating it even by itself, won't get Malkus, won't get Kurus for it. And therefore, they get through this, also have to get a Bittel.
Where's the Kurus?
There won't be. There won't be. When it's crushed. Won't be Kurus, won't be Malkus. What? Any barrier, whatever case it is. I don't remember. Could be.
Even if it's only missing one leg, right?
We'll get to that. And that's what was the Machaba El Spinzana as a one that told him it has to be a case of Shalom. Now, the question is how much is it missing? There's a Gemara, Shiloh Gemara knows that from Alpha and Beis. Let's say it's missing a Shia Kol Shoe. Is that Nichol a little bit? Is that Nichol to get a berry or not? So, come along, let's say you have a centipede that's missing one of its legs. So, the question is that Nichol get a berry. So, Gemara has a boy to Ifshto. And they get to our Sugya, the Ban, the Rajma Ritva says, since it's discussed the case of the Abon, the mice will be Mekel over here, and missing even one of the legs is also Nichol together of a son of Shalom. Now, there is a Shiloh, let's say he's missing a Mashu. Mamish, a Mashu Mamish. So, it depends. If it's missing a little bit, one of its legs, again, the Shach, it's going to be done, so he's the mice is Mekel. But let's say Nifrach Tzas. The word that it breaks a little bit.
Is it missing a leg that was broken? Or it was born without a leg?
Born without a leg is all
right. How many legs is the centipede supposed to have?
No, it's born without
a leg.
Because
if
he's tiny,
the most. I'm assuming there's no specific number. That's called centipede for a hundred. I think it was born with 99 legs.
So if it's missing a little bit, it's nichol l'chanam of shalom. But the ma'aseh, if it breaks off, I eat a fish, or let's cook something, it breaks off a little bit. So the gemara beisaisis from kuf alf will get to, and I'm rubbing down Torah's chatas. Plus, come on, tiny bit ikur. This then it'll be nichol l'get of shalom.
What about the shach?
Why? The shach says kolshu nefreches ktsas. He doesn't discuss exactly. He doesn't discuss that case. I'm not sure how to find nefreches ktsas versus the case of a kolshu. Now, this the point over here is that there's a Chochmas Adam, and the Mishmur does bring it down in the Brachas, that Verechas Ktas is the Chesaron in Shalom. Most places we'll get to Simon Kuf Aleph, we'll get to Sivav, we'll see it's brought down over there. This idea of the Verechas Ktas has different get in the Kol Shu. We have to find what exactly that means. We'll get to Simon Kuf Aleph, that breaking off a little bit does not seem to be the get of Kol Shu. Yeshalom will get Bezer Shalom to get back to it. We'll get to Bezer Shalom. I hope we get to it. Now, one interesting challenge is that you have a Hayam Sad Sugya of burial. What?
That it says, I just know that it's a reference.
We'll get to that also. No, that's the get of Shalom. No, there's one get of Shalom that we'll get to. Now, the get of Shalom, one that questions is, can a person come along and, you know, they buy broccoli in the shuk and they have an issue over here, so let's chew well. And now chew well. So now it's East burial. Now you have get of Bittel. Are you telling me about this Latchila? So we know already, the Lapa can say, it's a sovigis, sir. Not sure of the bugs inside over here. It's a chew well. Doing a lahakas. Usually chew a little bit.
I'm saying you're allowed to chew it.
Can you chew well lahakas inside the sugya burial?
So we can just chew
every burial. Right, that's the code. So, no, if it's by itself without two of it, it's an ulcer.
There's no
With that teruva,
you're not allowed to eat an Isser and spit it out.
Why? It's in teruvas, chew well, then it comes ice burial. So the question is, when you even this? That's the question. You even you put it into your mouth or when you swallow? That's the question over here. So as the time of Atlas Hatchil, they point out the Laplace Yom Mekel. Let's say the case is suffering, the bug's there. You're not sure. So just chew well. So. Oh, so a case of suffering, I'm saying. So there is a chaznish in your day, some yudal, it seems you want to be makel by the sugya of burial. If you just chew well, that's a very good eitz over here. Now, when you chew well, when you negate small bugs, you have to mamash chew well. If you negate the bigger bugs, you chew a little bit less than that. However, there are those who want to disagree. There's a master of Moshe, you're going to examine this concept, others want to disagree. The one time, though, that the idea of negate achilo is when you put it into your mouth, not when you're swallowing it. For right, they point out, we'll get to the next sugya, chadichu al eschabed. You know, you take a piece of meat, you chew it, before you swallow it, it's not royal eschabed. It's when it's served to you, it's royal eschabed. That's the same sugar barrier, the same gemara, next line, which line the gemara says of gid is barrier. Why do the case in the veilach, tich royal eschabed? So you look at the stage beforehand, or even in the chay also, you look at the stage beforehand. Shlomo Zalman does want to answer, the gid is tich royal eschabed, when the gid to even in the chay, the tzu of eating derech achila is you look at it beforehand. Bugs, no one eats. So there's no sug of derech achila. So you look at when you the isish boys when you swallow it. So once mechalik to answer the chazan zechura that there's a lunge of vart mechalik that maybe by chtiru leschabed eating stops being served. Even the chayz is when it's served. The bugs no one eats. So the state of the isish is swallowing it. So maybe you should look after you chew when you swallow it. That's what vucha beikin achayim do not give you the eitzah of chewing well.
I'm sure you should be able to blend it and make a soup. That's before you eat it.
That's a sugma batlas adchilo. That's getting involved. Stuff yusse, candy, that was different sugma.
If you want to be machmer over this, for sure, over here, you're going to be machmer, right?
No, so you want to blend it. You say, echlami, if it's suffic isser, if you hold the suffic isser.
Like, how does the maruba.
No, though. Kivega said it depends how you understand the case of chitu with the mullum inside. You understand that two different tools. Some suffic isser is one teretz, amos comes with all the teretz, the suffic isser stands by itself. If you need all the sforas to mitzarf, it depends who chitu you're going with. Fine, so one cloud, one tonight is you need a tonight of shalom. And the second tonight, again, the mechabik down some kuf alf sevav. The idea should not be nisrasik. Now, the question is, what does nisrasik mean? Does it mean that's a tonight of shalom? You should look in the place and they say, no, it's a separate tonight. It's the idea that you can have a whole bug that's squashed. Take a bug, you smash it, you pick it up, it's all connected, but it's squashed. Also, lost the shame of the get of a burial. That means you have a couple of klolim. The mechabim have to be klolim, and we have a couple tnoim. One tonight is over here shalom, and some kuval being that another tonight of being the nisrasik. Everything that's crushed, those are chashivas like being a get of a burial. Sif beis, loch of gedanosho. It's still loss of shame burial. It's still the whole thing is there. The whole thing is there, and still not midach to get a burial. Sif beis is a sugya of gedanosho. We have a Mishnah Tzadik Rav, Beis says the sugya nois and tam. The Gemara Tzadik Tesla Beis says I the Meister we disagree with a Brisa that says ain gidin nois and tam. For Hilchasa ain begidin nois and tam. We the Meister Paskin ain begidin nois and tam. Came along the Mechabim and says the halacha is really depends. If it's nicker and you take it out, it's nois and tam. And then you take it out. If it's not nicker, everything's also it's dimuach. The halacha is shishim. Dimuach is shishim. So come along the Paskin mignam the halacha of shishim. Come along the question is why? Why shishim? It's not in the sinas tam over here. We bottle and rave with a case of nimuach. So Shataz is the question. He says, "Well, machmer only stavak shishim in case of nishbach, then the ma'aser will be meikel. Otherwise, will be machmer." Question: ma'aser, why be machmer for? We paskin ain nisinas tam by the case of gidim. So they ask another question: why? What's machleik is gidim nois and tam or not? Is it nois and tam or not nois and tam? Or the way the Rashi asks it: go give a kefilah, go give the guy who is stomach upon a guy, go see if the ma'aser tastes or not. So where the Rashba and some Saif and others point out, the argument over here is that there is a slight time tam. It's a tam kolish, a tam koldu. They sense it. Is that sensing enough to make it into an iser? The Mishnah understands that the gidim are nois and tam. This tam master is enough to answer it. And we pass in the gidim nois and tam. But build upon this, I want to know that once we see we have a tam master over here, that's for nishishim. Anything that has a little bit of tam, will chazal came along and say, give it a get of shishim. Another way of saying it over the Chagur Shumos, once a Taino, that's true, you found something that's not give off tam, but we have a light plug over here. There are other truths in the way that Moshe wants to answer, a Chiddush idea. He said, when the Gid is Nimuach, it looks like Basar. So basar, anything looks like basar, again, they're nice and tam over here. We give it again, they're nice and tam. Other ways of answering the side over here, which the Taz again does not address, does not answer the lumpness behind it. But again, we have all the luck is when we give that slimur, they get the case of shishim, unless they have a case of a sophic. Siftal is the case of gimel tloyim. The bach over here is brought down by the Taz. That so gimel is this repetition of sif beis, and the Baal Shulchan speaks out why gimel's repetition is what's the chiddush over here is don't say it's case anymore. That's sif gimel. Sif dal is the case of the gimel tloyim, the loch of the gate chazokah. Now the Bach brought down the Taz says he says chazokas too. The Taz himself disagrees. Rabbi Chaim Shimon Gamliel and the Rebbe, the question how exactly paskin. Also one of the questions Amin Chaim is bechino. What's the loch in the gate chazokas? The two or three. Meister, we paskin beikir is three. The question why exactly is it three? Either way, the Taz says only by nefashos will be machmer. I mean, for all other derisive drabbans we make, the get is three. Or the way how the Yadhuda wants to answer the Chavdas, wants to tie the various drabbanon, and therefore we make all three. That means all the derisive will be machmer. That means the question why do we argue on the Bach? We're not going for derisives. Are we going on the Bach because only by nefashos will be machmer, or by derisives will be machmer? In this case, the case of drabbanon. And by our case, only we hold chazok as a case of three. Now, again, what that means, you have three. Let's say you have a case where you have three that went inside your food. If you sift it, and you found three afterwards, you sift it, then fine. Whatever on top is a three, whatever's left behind, it's fine. No bugs there. It doesn't after all the food. I mean, you have a bag of flour, you found three ants inside. You go to a machine, you sift it. The three ants, or five ants, 10 ants stay on top. And the rest of the flour is mortar. It doesn't after. It just says, now you have a chiv to go check everything. That's all it tells you. It doesn't after the food. If you can't check it, if you can't sieve it because the pieces don't go through or whatever reason, then it asks it. It doesn't ask it per se. And means the chir bedik over here. Means the chir bedik. Now, what bugs are we discussing? There's a mavuch and simon pei dalid. Certain bugs come as a group, and they come there. Some of them from outside factors. I mean, let's say, for example, you found inside your flower three flies. One fly came, then another fly came, a third fly came. It does not show that the fly is around. It comes somewhere else. When you have bugs inside your flower that grow there, that multiply, you find three, but some of them are more. Ants seems to be mavucho. How do you look at the ants? Because they come usually in groups, but they don't grow there. So ants and mavucho is an outside factor, or since they come in groups, they come, you see three, and some of them more. But again, in general, you find three flies in something that's not supposed to have something inside. So you find three flies in your flower, there's no right to your flower. Then you won't have to check. You find the ants.
Why? It's like, how did three show up? They must have been very...
No. That means each one, they don't... One came and saw a second one came. They don't come. One comes, second one comes, third one comes. They don't attract each other. They don't grow there. They're not meant to be there. They're still only separate entities. That's a Taz. If you call it, others can go that way. They get to most things that you find inside your food, the bugs that grow there, and they multiply there, and they're there. Then when you find three, you have a chiv du bedik in that situation. Fine, Bezer Hashem, everyone learns tonight in Eretz Yisrael, because there comes this nittul, but however, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mokum, kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, kemish yishle alaka, whoever yishle alaka, the mice learn in Eretz Yisrael. Slotla. Basically.